Good morning. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM, and this is Speak Up on Alaska. I'm Alexandra Gutierrez, and with us today is Representative Bryce Edgman. We're going to be talking about what's happening in Juneau, and you can send us your questions by calling 581-1888. Welcome, Representative Edgman.
Good morning, Alexandra. Great to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you. So first off, just generally, what are your major goals for this session?
Well, we're about 3 weeks into the session, so we're past the point of all the introductions and the orientation that accompanies the start of a session where governor comes in with his new team and there's 10 or so new legislators, and we're in the process of overhearing all the budgets at the Finance Committee level, actually moving into bills at this point. So my goals, my objectives, as always, is to focus primarily on budget items, both in the operating and the capital budget. And we've got 30-some-odd communities in House District 37 with a varying list of needs. Everything from the capital budget items to what's in the agency budget. So that aside, we've introduced a couple of bills, not the significant bills, but just working at this point as a new member of the Finance Committee on learning as much as I possibly can and keep an eye out for other projects for the district.
Mm-hmm. And which capital projects are, your biggest priorities?
Well, it's an interesting question, and I'll try to keep this somewhat abbreviated, but the short version is that the governor certainly introduces his budgets to the legislature, and we take both his operating capital budgets and reconstruct them, given that we're the branch with appropriation power. But the governor this year has given us a capital budget that on paper looks pretty impressive. It's about 18% more in general fund revenue than it was last year, the tune of $600+ million. But if you break it down per house district and look at the individual community priorities and so forth, where you're really not seeing a lot of projects based on the community priority level that have gotten into the budget. So we'll be getting into the capital budget later on in March. Right now we're sort of slogging through the operating budget. And at that point, we're going to have a definitely hearty discussion on what we want to see in the capital budget and what the governor is probably going to end up having to work the legislature on getting into the budget.
Okay. So last year, you served as chair of the House Fish Committee, and this year it's mostly dominated by Fairbanks representatives. What exactly happened, and how will this impact fisheries legislation this session?
Well, the Fisheries Committee is a special committee, and it's a committee that some years can play a big role in the legislature. Other years, it doesn't play as significant a role. And it just worked out that given, during House organization, when we all were assigned committees and went around the circle, if you will, and it came down to the Fisheries Committee, and Fairbanks legislator was interested in chairing it, and so he got the nod because the committee hasn't been chaired by a Fairbanksian, maybe never, I don't believe, or if it has, it's been a number of years. And so suffice it to say that any bill that does come out or any action that does come out of the Fisheries Committee ultimately will probably land at the doorstep of the Finance Committee. I'm a member of that committee, and so I feel that I can stay engaged on the important issues that do go to the committee.
Okay, so you're still going to be working very closely on fisheries legislation as a member of the Finance Committee then?
Yes, and it's interesting. A lot of what happens in the fisheries world sometimes happen in federal arenas, North Pacific Fisheries Council, the International Pacific Halibut Commission, any number of areas that are outside the purview of the legislature. So, again, some years we get bills that are real important to the fishing industry. Other years, it's just focusing on the fish and game budget, as the priority for the fishing industry.
And do you see anything major coming down that pipeline this session?
For fishing-related, not at this point. The committee met last night for the third time, and they're taking up, they took up a a loan bill related to the former Division of Investments, and the governor's trying to create a sports fishing loan program for charter boats and the like. And I'm not quite sure if that would impact anyone in the Unalaska area. Maybe, maybe not. But again, that bill will go to finance if it does, begin to look like it's going to move. So at this point, not really any heavy-hitting fishing bills that I'm aware of.
Okay. And so Representative Alan Osterman of Kodiak is once again asking for a review of the proposed Pebble Mine project. Do you see that proposal advancing this session, and where do you stand on it?
Well, we've been working very closely with Representative Osterman on that, and we're actually sort of in phase two of that whole effort. Phase one was last session when we got the money appropriated, $750,000, and phase two is the money being actually, the budget request being formulated into a specific proposal, one that either goes out through a sole source contract process or goes out through a normal RFP process, and then also one that has to be defined in terms of, what the specifics are. So that's where we're at in phase two of that, and I expect there to be further action on that this session.
Okay. And Governor Sean Parnell has appointed Cora Campbell as head of the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Have you yet met with Campbell, and does she have your support?
I have not met with her this session. I've met with her a great many times before, and I actually knew her back when she was serving on the advisory panel of the North Pacific Council. So I've known her personally for some years now, and she does have my support. I think she's got easily enough support to be confirmed. And, there's some questions early on about her youth and maybe her relative inexperience vis-a-vis previous commissioners. But she's been pretty impressive in the committee hearings. She did come before the Finance Committee, I got the chance to talk to her in the hallway a bit, and thought she did a great job.
All right. And the Alaska Coastal Management Program is set to sunset this year. Could you just talk a little bit about how this might affect Unalaska and how it might affect the rest of the state?
Well, unfortunately, I've got City Manager Laddick sitting here next to me, and so maybe he can elaborate more on how it would actually impact Unalaska. But on the bigger picture end of things, the bill, the Alaska Coastal Zone Management Program sunsets on July 1st this year. And it's a program that's been around Alaska since 1977, and I think is pretty well known, a program that essentially was dismantled to a large degree back in the Frank Murkowski administration in 2003. So there's a number of legislators who want to sort of reconstitute the program in a way that gives local coastal service area districts more ability to have a say in the review process concerning resource development projects along the coast. And I support that. It's a controversial subject. I think a lot of the people in the industry world view it as just sort of another layer, another attempt to thwart resource development or to backdoor attempt to slow it down or whatever. But I don't see it that way. I see it as a tool to get local people involved and to actually promote resource development. And I'm sure the city manager would have more to say on the subject, but expect that issue to be front and center here, I'm guessing, in at least a couple of weeks. I think there's a hearing planned in House Resources by way of an overview. We're looking for a second study from Legislative Budget and Audit to come out that will sort of give us the kind of the missing piece of the puzzle relative to going forward into what I think is going to be some pretty serious negotiations with the governor and with the trade organizations around the state and trying to find a compromise on this issue. A program that is set to expire on July 1st, if not reauthorized this session by the legislature.
Mm-hmm. And so... So yesterday, a fishing vessel ran aground on Unalaska Island. A Coast Guard cutter was able to reach the vessel while it was still adrift, but it was unable to establish a tow. As you know, that's not the first time that something like this has happened out here in the Aleutian Islands. The Aleutian Islands Risk Assessment Team recently released a list of risk reduction options, focusing on things like vessel monitoring and increasing tug capabilities out in the region. Is there any chance that any of these recommendations could be adopted this legislative session?
Well, I would probably say not, in the sense that some of those are federally driven. But let me say this, that, and again, with the city manager here with an earshot, that both Chris and I sit on the Northern Waters Task Force, and this is a task force that the legislature created to come back to the legislature with recommendations on Arctic policy and the like. And given Unalaska's role, certainly as a gateway to the Arctic, and the shipping activity that occurs in and around the community, international shipping, international trade route, you know, the hope is to bring the committee, and Chris, please tell me if I'm mistaken, but the hope is to bring the committee down to Unalaska in next August, probably in and around when the fly-in occurs. And we will be hearing issues just of this nature, and this will be a great forum to have this discussion right there in Alaska with a lot of legislators present.
We are going to take a quick break. Just a reminder, you can call in with questions at 581-1888. Again, that's 581-1888. All right, just to let you know, we're going to come back in about 10 seconds.